Okay.
I missed fancy dress my freshman year. I had an opportunity to go home and my exam schedule fell, so there was about a week or 10 days there, so I missed that. But my sophomore year, I remember vividly. The theme was the return of Essex to the court of Queen Elizabeth. And the costumes, of course, depicted the Elizabethan era. I remember Bob Nicholson was in the role of William Shakespeare and various other notables of the time. And I was standing on the balcony. I didn't have a date. And the figure comes in, and the favors for the ball were in the treasure chest, which pages are bringing behind Essex, who brings up the thing. And the pages deliver the treasure chest and open it. And then suddenly, behind the pages in the treasure chest, comes this man in a professor's gown, a black gown. Looks exactly like Groucho Marx. Cigar, mustache, eyebrows. And it's one of my fraternity brothers, Cal Shook. And he comes down with a mincing step, bows to the Queen, and goes off to it. And Annie Jo White damn near died. But that was a memorable fancy dress figure.
I dare say. And you actually knew Annie Jo White?
I think I did.
She was
still... Oh, no. Ms. Deshay. Ms. Deshay sort of took over from Annie Jo White.
Was Annie Jo White still alive at that point?
I don't think she was. Though I wouldn't say that.
I think she retired by then, but she lived a good while after she retired. And I'm sure she never missed a fancy dress.
No. Well, you just have to look it up.
All right.
I can't remember her era exactly. But it seemed to me that she did come to some fancy dresses while I was there, but I couldn't be open to wrong. I've apologized for my memory. I'll be 80 years old next year.
She lived quite a long time, so. She may very well have been there. I should get her dates in my head. Okay.